He has the most magnificent second shot in. He's left himself about 8 feet, 9 feet, would you say, just short of the hole, straight up the hill.
Yeah. Beautiful low trajectory on his approach shot, and he's got it all the way back here on the 18th green.
You could have the four seasons in one day. I mean, I've had got sunburnt, I've hit in drains from hailstones.
I would have grown up putting on the green in Sligo and pretending that, you know, you have this putt to win the West of Ireland Championship.
Well, it was always played at Easter time, and obviously that's early in the season, and people would always say that I was good in the, good, a good wind player. And it was just a course that I learned how to play over the 10 years before I won anything around here. So you have to go through that apprenticeship, if that's the right word.
I remember my first one, 72. I was a student in college at the time. I was, and myself and a friend of mine, Sandy Dunlop, we came down and we brought a tent with us all the way from Dublin. I think we might have thumbed our way down, so we were staying on the beach, and we put our tent up anyway, and I was picked to play against JB, the great JB Carr.
What I remember of that year was that the weather, we played the West of Ireland, which can be in tough conditions. We were played the whole week in short sleeves. It was amazing.
I spent a lot of time out in the putting green, putting, waiting for Dad when he was playing golf, and I used to caddy for him. I put a lot of hours in this club.
Hello and welcome to the final whistle on Ocean FM. This is Austin O'Callaghan. A final whistle with a difference this week. Tonight, County Sligo Golf Club in Ross's Point is hosting a champions dinner as part of its West of Ireland Championship centenary celebrations. Past winners are gathering in the clubhouse along with family connections of former champions who either can't make the trip or who are no longer with us. The roll of honour is a special one, from Cecil Ewing and Joe Carr through to Des Smith, Garth McGimsey, Arthur Pearce, Declan Brannigan, Padraig Harrington, Rory McIlroy, Shane Lowry, not to mention this year's winner, Keith Egan. And we're going to give you a flavour of this special gathering of West of Ireland champions at County Sligo Golf Club as we speak to some of the signature winners from the West down through the decades.
I got a putt to win the West of Ireland. Practice, folks. It's no more than 5 foot. It's right to left. And I have to say, he's been putting superbly. You expect him to get it. He's not wasting any time. The man whose mother's from Strandhill, whose father had the course record in Strandhill for many, many years, Keith Egan. The strength and conditioning coach, and he needed every little bit of that. Sends it on its way.
And he's a winner. That's it.
He's a winner of this year's Connolly Motor Group West of Ireland. He got to hold the putt to win it. That was all a three.
Yeah, let's go out and have a word with him here, Shane. Going to walk out onto the green. We're going to grab.
Everyone always talks about the West because of all the build-up every year, because of it being the first major. It is just super special.
Well, when you look at the roll of honour for the West of Ireland Championship winners in the main foyer here at County Sligo Golf Club in Ross's Point, a few names will instantly jump out at you. Joe Carr will be one. Cecil Ewing will certainly be another. And as you move into the more modern era, and I'm sure our next guest will be glad I'm referring to him as being part of the modern era, but in the 1980s and 90s, one name did stand out, and that was Garth McGimsey, four-time winner of the West of Ireland. Are the wins still fresh in your mind, or have they faded a bit at this stage, Garth?
No, this new book that's come out has brought back a lot of good memories. Some bad ones as well, because you can't win them all, obviously. But I have a good track record round at Ross's Point, and it's a course that I really loved over the years.
As you look back on your West of Ireland successes, why did County Sligo click with you and your game, do you think?
Well, it was always played at Easter time, and obviously that's early in the season, and people would always say that I was good in the good, a good wind player. And it was just a course that I learned how to play over the 10 years before I won anything around here. So you have to go through that apprenticeship, if that's the right word. Plenty of losses and plenty of learning. And even before I won in 84, I'd lost the final in 83, so that year I was determined to come and try and go one better.
And that 84 breakthrough year, what do you remember about that championship?
I remember that I was lucky to make the cut. I was actually playing quite well, but I got a bad part of the draw, and I needed to finish 4-3 to get in by two shots. And obviously, 17 is quite a tough hole, and 18 is no gimme either. So anyway, I knew I was lucky to get in, but I can't remember much about the matches, but I remember playing really well and not being in too much trouble all the way through.
Was that the trick, just to make the last 64, get into the match play, and then does it feel like a new tournament almost at that point?
Very much so. I mean, I remember that year I came down early because I was so disappointed to have lost the final the year before. I came down and had two practice rounds, which is in itself unusual. So two practice rounds, two qualifying rounds, and then six match play rounds. It's a physical enough test to do that. I had pretty good fitness that year, and I say, you know, just because you're determined doesn't mean you're going to win, but I mean, I managed to get the job done.
There were signature names with this West. I remember as a kid, my dad bringing me out on the Sunday, and people, you'd hear the grown-ups talking around you, and they'd be asking, and invariably, how's Majimsey doing, would be one of those things that locals wanted to know, whether it was an Arthur Pearce, a Declan Brannigan, yourself, and a couple of others. There were names that people kind of sought out.
Yeah, I mean, just some great names from, you mentioned Brannigan, he beat me early on, Pearce beat me early on, Mark Gannon, not sure if I've ever played Mark, I played Frank in a final. Ken Carney, a fantastic player around here as well. I mean, there was, you know, the board of winners is very strong.
I'm going to state the obvious here. You always struck me, you were a player who didn't like to lose. That's an obvious thing to say for any golfer. But in a way, did it kind of give you resolve? Well, I'm going to come back here and sort this out in 12 months' time.
Well, it did, but I mean, it doesn't always work out that way. I mean, I was obviously playing quite well. Funnily, the year after I was defending, I led the qualifiers with, I think, 66, 69, a new tournament record, and then without in the first round. So, you know, there's no guarantees when you play golf, as everybody knows, but you just can't afford to have a slip-up.
Of your four West of Ireland Championship wins, Garth Majimsey, is there one that's particularly sweet, or can you pick one over the other three?
Not really. They're all fantastic, and I loved every one of them. I suppose playing Arthur in one of the finals, I'm not sure what date that was, but he was a great friend and rival. And I think at that stage he had two West and I had two West, so it was who was going to make it three, and I managed to come out ahead.
So you're like two bulls locking horns, were you, on the 17th?
Friendly bulls.
Is it nice to be back and to catch up?
Oh, it's great. It's great to drive into the car park, and I haven't been back here since 2000, so that's too long. And the first thing I did was check out where the flag was at the 18th, then walk down to the putting green, see what the greens are like, all the things that I would have done when I was playing. And then you come into the clubhouse and you start to see old friends who were at one stage rivals, but now they've become solid friends, and you'd do any for them.
To finish, as a matter of interest, did Garth Majimsey have a favourite hole here at Ross's Point? Was there a particular tee box you stood on and says, yeah, love this?
I liked most of them, to be honest. There was one that I've always found the sixth a difficult tee shot, but then everybody else found it tough as well, so if you could negotiate your tee shot away there. I always liked the tee shot, the 13th, the par 3, that was sort of at the top of the hill, and you're looking downhill onto the par 3, and you can see Ben Bulbin in the distance. And then that was the beginning of a great stretch, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. It's a great five-hole finish from there, but the 13th is what the hole that always stood out to me.
Are you still playing golf?
I am. Not very well, but I'm still trying to be competitive, but you just never know what's coming out of the box as you get a bit older.
Sure. But you're going to take on County Sligo today one last time.
Yeah, looking forward to playing. So at the moment, there's no win, so I'm looking forward to that. That'll be a new challenge.
Lovely to see you here.
Yeah, no, pleasure. Cheers.
Well, let's have a word with the champion of the West of Ireland half a century ago, 50 years ago. The year was 1974, and the winner was Mark Gannon. Does it feel like yesterday?
Not quite. It's when you see it 50 years ago, it gives you a bit of a shock. But what I remember of that year was that the weather, we played the West of Ireland, which can be in tough conditions. We played the whole week in short sleeves. It was amazing.
Hot sunshine.
Hot sunshine in April in Ross's Point. Hard to believe.
Do you remember any wind that year?
There was very little wind. It was great weather all week. Having said that, you know, so many times we've come over here, it's always at Easter time. But the great thing about the West of Ireland is that it was always the first championship of the year. So all the players came from all quarters and we met up. We had great fun. And I have some great memories, not just 74, but I had a few good runs in it. I also won the Connacht Boys here in 1969, so that's going back a bit. But I always loved Ross's Point, and it was great fun.
What did you love about it?
Well, I've some mixed memories. I remember one incident, which I'm sure the locals remember. I played Arthur Pearce in the semi-final one year, and we were all square on the 17th. And we both had about 6 8-foot putts. And Arthur put first. And in those days, the opponent could ask the player to leave his ball. You didn't have to concede it. And when Arthur missed the putt, he left it about 2 inches above the hole. And my putt was from above the hole. And I purposely said, that might help me. So unfortunately, I hit my putt. And it hit Arthur's ball into the hole. So instead of going one up, I went one down and got beaten on the last.
Was that a three for him then?
No, it was four for him. We were both putting for fours. 17th is tough hold, so a four was always a good score.
So you never left a putt like that again, I'm guessing?
Never let that one get at me again. Fortunately, the rules changed.
Apart from the weather, what's your abiding memory of winning the 1974 West of Ireland?
Well, I was only young, obviously, at the time, and it was a great start for the year for me. And I had a very good year that year and got on the Irish team and got on the British and Irish team. So, but I always just love coming back. Ross's Point has great memories. Great course and great atmosphere. Great fans coming out to watch it. So I always love coming here.
Did you enjoy the match play?
I probably preferred match play to stroke play. And it was strange there a few years ago when it did go to stroke play here. So I'm glad to see it's come back to match play again.
You're from County Louth, Baltray, your home course. Were there any similarities in terms of your day-to-day golf that helped you maybe at Ross's Point?
Well, they're both very good links golf courses, and when you come from a links golf course, I think you appreciate going to a different links golf course. But it's great golf course, and it's great that it's stood up over the years.
And nice to see your name on the West of Ireland Roll of Honour anytime you come to visit County Sligo.
Yes, it's great. And you know, I played over here in many interprovincials and things like that, and
won a couple.
We won a few of those as well. And, you know, when I was Irish captain, to come back here and look at the young guys, in my first year as Irish captaincy, non-playing captain, a young guy called McIlroy came on the scene. That was back in 2004. And he won the West that year, you should probably know.
Okay, so you got an early glimpse of what was coming down the track.
Well, from from that early age, I mean, he was just a super talent. And you could see it, he was just... The striking of the ball was so different from Rory. And probably over the years has never really changed his swing very much.
One final thought. What do you think? How do you think a Mark Gannon or a Declan Brannigan or an Arthur Pearce in their prime would fare against the 2024 edition of West of Ireland players?
I suppose it's very hard to say. You know, it's different eras. You know, when we came on the scene back in the 70s, people said, how would you have compared with the likes of Joe Carr, Cecil Ewing? So it's really, equipment is so different, but all you could do at the time is just play as good as you could against your fellow players.
Mark Gannon, 1974 champion, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Well, if you listened to Jimmy McGee and Sunday Sport on RT Radio 1 in the 1980s, and Jimmy would say, let's go to Ross's Point for an update on the match play stages of the West of Ireland Championship. Charlie Mulcreen from the then Cork Examiner would be on the radio, and invariably he'd update you on the names Garth McGimsey, Declan Brannigan And he often mentioned this next man, a multiple winner of the West of Ireland, Arthur Pearce, whose first win was in 1980. Does it feel like yesterday, Arthur Pearce?
Yeah, I can't believe it's that long. Yeah, it's a long time ago now, but I think the previous year he'd been beaten. I'm just looking at the photograph there by Davy Long in the final on the 8 tie hole. So I think I got my revenge in 1980. I think I had a bit of a run then, kind of. I think I was semi-final 81 and I won it again in 82.
This happened a lot. Garth McGimsey was beaten in 83, then came back and won his first one in 84. Yeah. You lost in 79 and said to yourself, I said, I'm going to come back here and win this thing.
Yeah, I think we must have learned how to play the place. But yeah. But I remember my first one, 72. I was a student in college at the time. And myself and a friend of mine, Sandy Dunlop, we came down and we brought a tent with us all the way from Dublin. I think we might have thumbed our way down, so we were staying on the beach, and we put our tent up anyway, and I was picked to play against JB, the great JB Carr. So on the, I was told anyway, JB would be up to his old tricks, so be careful of him. So on the 10th hole anyway, JB said to me, he said, I'm in a rabbit scrape. So I said, Joe, I don't agree. So, I mean, it couldn't have been anything else. There was rabbit dirt all over the place, right? And so anyways, I said, look, you'll have to call a ref. Now, it was a really cold, windy, dirty morning. JB must have been 50 at the time, so he wasn't going to wait. So he said, I played the ball. So I said, fine, JB. So anyway, I beat him on 17, and we're walking up the hill, and I said, I'll get brave here now. And I said to JB, I said, Joe, I said, have you any advice for me? And he said, I have, son. He said, dress yourself properly. I mean, I had turned up on the first tee with the same clothes I'd slept in the night before, with Sandy and a pair of rubber shoes, long hair, really just not looking the part, you know. And but I always remember that story, and we became absolutely great friends afterwards. So,
and did that win in 72 against one of the household names of the West of Ireland give you a taste for this championship, do you think?
Well, I came back after that. I used to love the West. I never missed a year. I mean, there was such great fun here. I think different from nowadays. I mean, the crowds, the atmosphere. I remember there used to be a tent out there with press in it, and you'd have maybe 20 press members of the press. They'd come from everywhere, and you'd hourly updates on the radio, and it was a fantastic atmosphere, great place to be.
And what did you like about it so much?
I'd just been amongst friends, really, is what I remember. You know, when I see all my pals in here, and it was the first big tournament of the year, you look forward to it, and you were hoping you'd play well and catch the eye of maybe the selectors or whatever in those days, you know. There weren't any order or merits or anything like that, you know.
I have a memory of you playing here, not in the West of Ireland, but for Munster in the senior men's interprovincials at County Sligo. I don't know, the late 1980s or early 1990s. And you won't remember this, but believe it or not, I caddied for you for a singles match. You were playing a young up-and-coming Ulsterman with blonde highlights at the front of his hair from Dungannon, a young fella called Darren Clark. Do you remember him? And you were all square on the 18th. You mishit your tee shot onto the stones here on the hill, and you took out an iron. I was no help to you. I was only 15. I was only carrying your bag. But you hit it to 6 feet and beat him on the 18th. And I'm wondering, do you remember that match?
I remember that particular match, because I played a one iron. It was a wind. The wind was against us. And it was, I think it was, Darren had hit a big tee shot down the left-hand side. I'm not great at remembering matches, but I actually remember that for
it was a scalp at the time, because he was one of the talked about young up-and-coming golfers.
I think it would have been, I played him in the semi-final of the North of Ireland Championship 1987. That was the year I won it. And I think there might have been a bit of revenge or something coming on from Darren, but he didn't get it that day anyway.
you were very fiercely competitive, as a lot of your contemporaries were. And yeah. I'm thinking of Declan Brannigan. I'm thinking of Garth McGimsey, of Arthur Pierce's. You know, it was rare we heard one of you guys losing, or it was a bit of a sensation if you did, if you were caught in an early round. Like, what drove you, do you think?
You see, really, I suppose, you know, if you're competitive nowadays and if you're a good player, you turn pro. That wasn't an option for us. So what we look forward to would have been home internationals, European championships, British amateur, getting maybe on Great Britain and Ireland teams if you were lucky enough. That's what you look forward to. And I mean, there was no payment or anything like that. Nowadays, I think that, you know, young players immediately, they kind of 1 year playing in the West and they're off to turn pro, you know, if they do reasonably well or whatever. The game has kind of changed. I mean, if you're competitive, you're competitive. It's in your nature, you know, and you keep coming back for more, you know.
And am I right in thinking, finally, your bloodline continues with the West? Have you a family member who has played in subsequent West of Ireland?
Yeah, I mean, a nephew of mine, Jack, got to the final here, which I came up to, I think, about maybe 7 or 8 years ago. Yeah.
So the Pierce name is still connected strongly with this West of Ireland championship.
Hopefully. And great memories. I mean, I remember who I'd like to remember. I had a caddy, a young lad who caddied for me from day one. Ian Mullen was his name. And poor old Ian went off to college, qualified as an engineer, but he had... he died, unfortunately, a few years after that, in a sad way. So I'd always remember Ian. I mean, his dad was in the Bank of Ireland, but he caddied for me for many, many years. Great caddy, lovely young lad, you know. I was always so sad that poor Ian passed on early. I've always one memory of him here. We were on the practice range before we went out, and I said to Ian, I said, be careful. I said, I'm hitting the ball, you know, fairly straight today, you know. So I think I told him, go back up to the top of the hill here where we used to hit balls, and I hit him straight between the eyes with a 4-iron, and I split him open, and he still came down, and he had to go off and get stitches before the final, and he still came down and qualified. But I if Ian's parents are listening, just to remind them, I always think of Ian.
Right, well, the champion in 1989 was Pádraig McInerney, and he has his Lahinch Golf Club sweater on him here today, which, of course, is the signature venue for the South of Ireland each year, and County Sligo fans will resonate with that, not just for Pádraig McInerney, but for TJ Ford winning the South in more recent seasons. But as you look back on that 1989 success, Pádraig McInerney, are the memories of winning the West still fresh?
Very much so. It's amazing how it, you know, it makes a change in your life. People respect what you've done. Obviously, when I won at the time, it came as a huge surprise to many, many people. But quietly, I had been practicing and had practiced quite hard during the winter and kept fit and all of those things. I was a member in Milltown Golf Club at the time in Dublin, and I had very good teammates there. We had gone to an Irish final of the Barton Shield in the year before, and Jody Fannigan was one of that group of four players. So, you know, confidence was building, etc., etc. And those that know me would say that maybe I managed to stay off the pints as well. So, my win in Ross's Point was certainly a very fond memory and has been very good to me over many years.
Did it change your life?
It certainly did. I stayed involved with golf throughout. You mentioned the South of Ireland there. I'm chairman of the Championship Committee in the South now in Lahinch, and have been for God knows 20 years now at this stage. So I've stayed involved. Lahinch have been lucky. We have the Palmer Cup, the Arnold Palmer Cup, with the top college students in the world coming to Lahinch in the first week in July of this year. And we have the Walker Cup coming in 2026. So I'm involved and I'm in the middle of all of that. So it's, you know, and because I won the West all those years ago, you're you're always introduced as a championship winner, and it's amazing what it has done. I mean, it's very difficult to describe. So yes, fond memories.
You beat a local golfer, Ken Carney, in the 1989 final. I think he was affiliated to Limerick Golf Club at the time, but of course he would become synonymous with County Sligo when he won the West 3 years later. But remembering that 89 final, did you feel you were playing against the crowd as well as the opponent?
A very good question. If I'm being truthful, the answer is no. When there was a very large crowd that were supporting Ken, I used to socialise a little bit in Ross's every Easter. There is a story, Mr. McManus will tell you, that I'm probably the only player that has played at least 13 West of Ireland's, and I've never actually been beaten in the West of Ireland. So you can work that one out later now. So that may, I'm just letting you know that I used to socialise. So, but I know that there was quite a number of the crowd that were out there that I would meet every year when I came to Ross's. Sean Flanagan, God rest him, was one of those. Sean was a great support. And I had many others. I had huge support. And then Milltown came down in buses. They came up from Lahinch in cars. So I had a lot of support. So I was lucky.
Tell me about your caddy at the West of Ireland.
Oh, there's a nice story. I mentioned the word socialising. So I used to go out in... I lived in Dublin at the time. So I used to socialise around Leeson Street, which was very popular at the time, in different nightclubs, but one in particular called Legs. And I was very friendly with the guy that owned the place. And so also was a young man called Charlie Donaghy. So for those of you that are around Sligo and Ross's Point, you've all heard of Bertie's The Pitch and Putt. Well, Bertie and Pam were his mum and dad, and Charlie invited me to stay in the house with mum and dad during the West of Ireland, and he volunteered to caddy for me. Now, Charlie had never been on the golf course in Ross's Point, so I had great fun with Charlie, coaching him on how not to say anything. So we had great fun, but he kept me off the beer all week. We may have had one or two pints every evening after dinner, and that was it. And again, but I've more fond memories of Pam and Bertie in the house, and staying with them. And God, they were lovely people. God rest, Bertie has passed on now, and so I think Pam has as well. So that's Charlie Donaghy. That's who it was. His brother now runs Donaghy's restaurant, and I've met him a few times as well. And anytime I'm in there, you know, there's always a big chat and good fun there as well. So there's your story on Charlie.
Well, Pádraig McInerney, 1989 West of Ireland champion. Lovely to see you back this week.
Thank you very much. I really enjoyed that. And regards to all in Ross's Point.
One of the traits of winning the West of Ireland Championship, I think, looking back over its 100-year history, for a lot of the signature names, you had to lose a final to win one. Garth McGimsey lost in 83, won in 84. Arthur Pierce lost in 1979, won in 1980. And our next guest also lost a final before he eventually came back 11 years later to win one. Rory Leonard. Let's talk about the one you won, first of all, 2010. Was that a deliverance week for you?
It definitely was. I'd had quite a few close calls in the West and in other events. I think at that stage I'd been runner-up in a championship four times without ever winning. So it was just, it was great to get over the line. It feels like a long time ago now, and it's great to be back here after quite a while. But looking back, it was just, and seeing the book that's been put together by the club was amazing, brought back some great memories.
You beat one of the true characters of Irish amateur golf, Eddie McCormack, in the final. I'm curious what the banter was like in that decider as much as the stroke play.
It was good. I've known Eddie for a long time. We'd be very friendly, and him and I would have played foursomes together for Ireland just a few months after that. I think back, I remember, although obviously Eddie's originally from Cavan, I would have played against him in club matches going back a long time. We're both very young in a sort of a local South Ulster event, inter-club event up in the north called the Cowdy Cup, and we would have played in that. And then I'd known him quite well. We were fairly friendly. I remember at the time his wife was watching, and his young daughter was in a buggy getting wheeled around the course, and I know she carried for him this year in the West, so it shows how times moved on. But it was great. We had a, I know it was a long time ago now, but we had a very close game, and I think I got a couple ahead, and I think we had like from the 10th onwards, we had like half to eight consecutive holes before it ended. So it was really close. Just delighted to win at the time.
And that 2010 West of Ireland success came 11 years after you lost the West final, not at Ross's Point, in Enniscrone in 1999.
Yeah, that's right. It's at the time, again, I was fairly young. I think that was the first time I'd ever been to a final. I lost to Mika Willernan, who went on to achieve great things and winning the Irish Open and among other things. And like at the time, you think, okay, this is great. This is going to be a regular occurrence, but not quite. And then again, 11 years later, I'd had a couple of close calls of maybe a semi-final, losing to Rory McIlroy in a semi-final, one of the years that he won. And then just finally delighted to win. And it's great to see. And it's always a treat walking into the clubhouse here and seeing your name on the board. I had a little glance as I came in through the door this morning. And it's just great to see it there beside some of the other names that are there.
You're a proud Ulsterman. A lot of Ulstermen have won this famous championship. I'm sure the North of Ireland was something you targeted as a player, but the West got under your skin, I get the impression.
It is. Like, I mean, I think the very first time I came to play here would have been in the mid-90s, and like I'd lost the final of the North when I probably should have won. And again, a bit of a disappointment, but to finally win, I'd been coming here for a long time, a lot of good friends from Ross's Point as well, and just delighted to finally win eventually.
How's your golf today?
It's been okay recently. I haven't played a lot of competitive golf. Been playing a few of the mid amateur tournaments now to try and be a little bit competitive, but it's quite early in the year, and all of us coming from parkland courses haven't had the joys that the guys here get on links golf. So I'm looking forward to a game today, and hopefully we've got a nice day for it.
Was that a big adjustment because you grew up in Banbridge, you know, the inland course? Was that a bigger adjustment for you guys when you came to links venues like Ross's Point, Baltrae each year?
I don't think it was so much the adjustment. Obviously, playing a lot of tournaments, you get used to it. One of the challenges always coming to the West, coming from a parkland course, was that it was the first event of the year. And there'd have been many years you would have come here and playing the qualifying days for the West might have been the first proper golf you would have played. Like, obviously, you can practice a lot, but coming from a parkland course, the condition mightn't be the best over the winter. Coming to Sligo at Easter every year was really the start of the season, and you weren't really sure what to expect, and it was up and running, and you would have tried to prepare and maybe play a few games, but it wouldn't have been really sort of true competitive golf. The West always got the season going every year, and I'm sure that's still the case for the players that are playing championships now.
Well, Rory Leonard, 2010 West of Ireland champion, it's nice to see you back again.
Thank you very much.
The 2011 West of Ireland champion was an Ulsterman, Paul Cutler. He got to a final as well 4 years previously. Are the memories of the West still fresh in your mind, Paul Cutler?
Yes, indeed, yes. I love coming back here. Every time I come back, I think of the West, and it was the first championship I ever played in, so it holds a good place in my heart. So,
let's go back to the 07 West. You were beaten in the final by Joe Lyons, but you took a major scalp in your first major amateur championship en route to that final. Can you remind us?
Yes, Rory McIlroy. I've actually got vivid memories of that day. It was huge crowds, and he was obviously favourite to win, and he'd won two previous Wests in a row, and it was a great match, and thankfully I came out on top.
That was a quarter final. Did you know each other fairly well at the time?
Not at all, no. Obviously I knew who Rory was, but he probably didn't know much about me at the time. So, but he always congratulated me after he played, you know, in the years after that, and so it's a nice touch for him, yeah.
But do you remember that last eight match? I imagine the galleries were big because people were coming out to see him. He was already a bit of a name in Irish amateur golf and further afield. Was it a big occasion for you?
Yeah, it's huge. It was very nerve-wracking to begin with, and then he plays quick like I do, so we sort of settled into the game, and then it was a very, very good game, and ended up beating him the last hole, so very, very proud day for me.
It went to the 18th?
Yeah, 18th hole. Yeah. great days.
Well, you can brag about that for the rest of your days, can't you?
Yeah, people remind me of it daily, so yes, it's a good scalp to have on your record.
So having reached the final that year, you clearly got a taste for the West. And what was it like getting that breakthrough win then 4 years later in 2011?
Well, 07 was probably the start of it for me. It gave me the hunger and the desire, you know. So it was great then to come back the next few years and then eventually get over the line in 11. So, yeah, it was great. But it really started off here in Russell's Point.
And that win opened a few doors for you?
It did, yeah. I got my first international cap that year, and I played some international events as well. So it was a very, very good experience coming here and then getting the doors opened.
You grew up on the links of Port George, Royal Port Rush. So it's not as if County Sligo was alien to you in terms of a course to play.
No, definitely not. It's this kind of golf suits me. I've played it all my life, and you sort of become ingrained to this kind of golf. So yeah, it suits me perfectly.
And when you look back on your golfing honours to date, I mean, is the West one that you look at with particular pride?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Like I say, it was the first one I ever played in, and I've got great memories coming here, and I love Lynx Golf, and I love Ross's Point, and some of the members as well have been very good to me over the years, so I must mention Robbie Fitzpatrick. He's my caddy when I won, so, yeah.
He would certainly expect to mention Paul.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I couldn't leave him out, could I?
And today, you're still enjoying your golf?
Yeah, yeah. It's a bit different now. I've obviously worked full-time, and I've got two young kids and stuff, so getting out now is a treat more than anything else, so yeah, it's good.
Well, enjoy the reunion this week here at County Sligo.
I will do, thanks very much, thank you.
Well, joining me now at this West of Ireland Champions dinner is the Championships and Rules Director of Golf Ireland and also a proud Sligo man. This must be a bit like Christmas morning for golf fans, Mark Whirley, to meet so many former West of Ireland winners.
That's one way of putting it, Austin. Another way might be it's a reminder of how old I've become, because I sat there at lunch earlier with Stuart Paul, who won the West in 2002, and I was here working for the papers at the time. So the idea that like 22 years ago or whatever that I was in the workforce is a bit of a shock to the system, but it's an unbelievable thing that the golf club have done here, because and they've done it really the right way. They've brought back so many of the past champions here. There are so many stories. There, you know, are so many generations of winners at the West of Ireland, and it's a great opportunity as well, I think, because a common theme in all of the conversations, whatever, that I've had today is what a contribution County Sligo Golf Club has made to the game of golf in Ireland by putting on this championship for over 100 years. It's just, you know, you even hear it like from Rory, from Shane, go out on the tour and talk to them about it. The idea that, you know, such a quality Lynx venue would be available every year to play in a championship is something that you just don't get in other countries. We're unbelievably lucky, in fairness, not just with the West of Ireland, but with the North, South and East of Ireland championships as well, with Port Rush, with Baltrae and Lahinch, because, you know, there are four amazing golf courses that our top players get to play every year in competition. It's a phenomenal thing, really.
What is your earliest West of Ireland championship memory, would you say?
I think, from memory, I think 1992, Ken Carney's victory. I remember being brought out here. I was relatively new to golf, but was knocking a ball around. And it was a real education, because there's something different about watching golf in the flesh, at top elite level golf in the flesh, to what you see on TV. You get a real appreciation for the skill that's involved, and actually, given how difficult a game it is, you really get to see, you know, how these guys are able to make it look so easy, because it obviously looks easy on TV when you see the top pros on the PGA Tour or wherever every week knocking the ball into 2 or 3 feet from 150 yards. But actually getting a proper idea of that in person, you really can't put it into words what an experience it is, and what a privilege it is for us. And me coming here as a spectator first, then as a journalist, now running championships, you know, to see this golf up close, to see the best players of tomorrow, as we have done with Padraig and Rory and others winning here over the years, but also to on this occasion to have a chat with their contemporaries at that time, who were all, you know, every bit their match when they played here. Definitely the competitive spirit hasn't quelled in them either. Like, you know, I mean, so it's, you know, certainly from the earliest memories I have here, I was hooked, and I've been here pretty much every year since, in one guise or another, and I will continue to be even when I have no official role in golf, you know, in years to come.
Well, it's fitting that the last voice we're going to hear from at the Champions Dinner is the most recent winner of the West of Ireland Championship, the 2024 champion, Keith Egan from Carton House, but he has a bit of Sligo blood coursing through his veins. And I've always got the sense from the few conversations I've had with you, Keith, that the heritage and the history of this championship has mattered to you.
Big time. Not only do I have family here, but after coming here for years and getting to know some of the members and playing here quite regularly, I do have a lot of affiliation with the golf club. And I think even the continuity of coming here year after year has helped me develop a lot of relationships with the members as well. So yeah, every time I come back, it's just so enjoyable.
And today you've been getting a chance to have a conversation with a couple of the past champions. It must be nice to feel you're part of all this.
Yeah, like it's unreal. I remember when I was young looking at the likes of Paul Cutler and then hearing stories about Gareth McGimsey and, you know, guys like that. It's just, it's very, very cool just even sitting down and having a coffee with the lads. And yeah, it's kind of surreal.
Is there a sense of particular satisfaction for you that your first championship here is the West?
Yeah, big time. For a few reasons, I suppose. First championship of the year, having the amount of preparation for like months and months. So the amount of, I suppose, the physical and mental preparation that goes into it, as well as like my emotional affiliation here. And then every time you talk, like golf comes up in conversations with your friends at a golf club. Everyone always talks about the West because of all the build-up every year, because of it being the first major. My first championship being the West is just, it is just super special. I suppose any championship as your first would be special, but because of my affiliation here, it does just go that mean that little bit more to me.
Has life settled down again now for you after the drama of the Easter weekend? Have you moved on to your next golfing project?
Yeah, I moved on straight away, I suppose, like I as much as I could. But what I didn't realize after it is just how much these things actually mean to people. And I suppose at the time I was so focused on what I was doing that I was very internal with everything, and I was satisfied once I won and once I got the trophy. But then it was only the few days or the week after where receiving text messages and meeting people and the amount of congratulations that I got, that's how much it made me realize that these things actually mean a lot to people in Irish golf, not just amateur golf, but golf all around Ireland. People are very, very aware of these championships, especially the West. So I was over it within a few days in terms of like I wanted to get on and practice and play, but just in terms of like coming to the realization that I just won, that took a while because of the amount of congratulations and the amount of people contacting me about winning. That's what was really, really cool and kind of made me realize just how big a deal it is.
And all things being equal, finally, will we see you back in 2025 to defend your West of Ireland title?
Oh, 100%. I'll be coming here as long as I can. Because I know next year there will probably be the changes to the course by next year. So I'm interested, and I've been the last few times, especially this year, how good the course was in terms of condition, which was so impressive. And because of like how well I've been treated in the whole process of winning, and then just getting to come back here and celebrate with other past champions. Yeah, this is so special. So I'll come back here for as long as I can.
Keith Egan, the 2024 Conley Motor Group West of Ireland Championship winner at County Sligo Golf Club. A reminder that this programme is available as a podcast each week on oceanfm.ie or wherever you get your podcasts. Search for Ocean FM Sport or The Final Whistle to find it. We're back with you next week, same time, same place.